This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Wardha in Maharashtra yesterday, he said, "The scheme is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years-old skills in the country." The Prime Minister said under the scheme, over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries have been provided with the modern machinery and toolkits to increase the productivity of their occupation. Highlighting the benefits of scheme which provides a loan of rupees 3 lakh, the Prime Minister said in the last 1 year, loans worth 1,400 crore rupees were disbursed to the beneficiaries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's US visit beginning today is packed with high-level engagements and meetings, ranging from participating in the annual Quad Summit to addressing the United Nations Summit of the Future. Mr. Modi will leave for the US today early morning on a 3-day visit. He'll begin his tour by participating in the Quad Summit in US President Joe Biden's hometown of Wilmington in Delaware. He is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with Mr. Biden along with leaders of other members of the Quad grouping. Afterward, the Prime Minister will travel to New York where he'll interact with the Indian diaspora on the 22nd of this month. He will also hold interaction with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the areas of emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and semiconductors. On the last day of his 3-day tour, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has responded to the letter written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in connection with the floods in South Bengal due to releases from Damodar Valley Corporation, DVC. In the letter written to West Bengal Chief Minister, the Union Minister said that the matter was also raised by her on Thursday, which was immediately responded to by his ministry, underscoring the circumstances and the mechanism for releases from the two reservoirs. He said West Bengal officials were also consulted and kept informed at each and every stage. Mr. Patil added that two reservoirs, Methven and Panchit, are being operated by Damodar Valley Reservoir Regulation Committee, DVRRC, which includes representation of chief engineers of Government of West Bengal, Jharkhand and DVC. Further, the operations and regulation is done through general consensus by this committee in line with the laid down norms and guide curves. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda asserted that the NDA government has brought a politics of performance, accountability and last mile delivery to the country. Briefing the media in New Delhi about the achievements of his ministry, Mr. Nadda stated that the government has made a significant decision to expand the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by including all individuals aged 70 and above, irrespective of their socio-economic status. He also mentioned another significant advancement, the UWin portal developed for the full digitization of vaccine services, providing complete vaccination records for pregnant women and children from birth to 17 years under the Universal Immunization Program. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said that semiconductor manufacturing company Analog Devices has partnered with the India Semiconductor Mission to develop semiconductor solutions in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that soon a memorandum of understanding will be signed with semiconductor advanced manufacturing upskilling for skill development. Voters in Sri Lanka will choose a new president today as the island prepares to hold its first election after the 2022 economic crisis. While 38 candidates are in the race, the contest is mainly between incumbent president Ranil Wickremesinghe, opposition leader Sajith Premdas and leftist leader Anurag Kumar Dianaisaki. At least 8 people have been killed and 59 injured in Lebanon capital Beirut after a strike carried out by Israel forces. Several news outlets reported that a top Hezbollah commander, Ibrahim Akil, has been killed in the strike. It comes amid the latest cross-border exchange of fire, with Hezbollah launching over 100 rockets into Israel yesterday. In cricket, India were 81 for 3 in their second innings at the end of day 2 of Chennai Test against Bangladesh at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.